Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's get to Cam Scatabu, because I mentioned it yesterday, and it was I was really the first one able to kind of talk on it, me and Keith, obviously. And then, of course, what happened was exactly what I knew what would happen. Like, and this is why I said it and why I called it bad optics, because I knew everybody out there would be flipping out about it. I knew half the people would call it what the Afternoon Drive show called it, which was a no biggie spot or whatever. And obviously getting on me and the rest of the people who thought that Cam shouldn't have done it. Now, I don't know if I'd go as far as some other people who went. I understand trying to enjoy yourself here. He's been thrusted into the spotlight. He's asked to do all these things. He's a young kid living out his life, having some fun. I don't begrudge him that kind of stuff. But, like, ask yourself this, Giant fans. Like, if a rookie Jet did it, who we saw laying on the floor with his foot turned the wrong way in a surgery that is dangerous, a surgery and an injury that is, you know, you could have a lot of problems with. It sounds like hopefully he's past the infection issue, which was the major issue, which what we saw with Alex Smith dealing with this kind of injury, and you saw how much that lingered. Hopefully that's not a concern anymore at this point. I don't know. But we saw him wheeling around on a scooter, right, for a team that has 2 wins. A team that has Abdul Carter either sleeping through. I know he's come out and talked about he was in the red scan or the red MRI machine or whatever they call it, getting some treatment instead of sleeping through practice, which I find, like, this is what I'm talking about, man. This is what I'm talking about. What'd you say? I'm sorry, please. Oh, they said something. This is what I'm talking about. The optics of it all. Now the Giants are out there trying, well, I wasn't really sleeping. I was getting, you know, some treatment in the red room. Like, oh, well, where was the staff? Would you just turn it on and nobody's in there with you? Like, where's someone to say, hey, you know, you can't be in here too long. We got to walk through. Like, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about Cam Scatabu with an injury at WWE. We're talking about their rookie, what right now probably half the fan base thinks is a bust. You got Baldinger on the midday show saying he played like an undrafted free agent as opposed to the top third pick last week. And we all know last week was his worst game by far. He's getting worse. He's missing team meetings. He's taking to Twitter to defend himself. You've got Cam Scataboo injured with a devastating injury where he's wheeling around with that leg on a scooter, but it's okay to have him in a boot standing there on Monday Night Raw shoving WWE superstars. And, like, if this were a Jet, Giant fans, if that were a rookie Jet with that injury, we wouldn't, like, we'd all be talking. They don't need any more distractions or any more reasons to mock them. And yes, I'm concerned about the injury. I talked about it yesterday, and I know I'm not a professional athlete. I fell putting the Christmas tree topper on top of the tree. I literally took a nosedive trying to put a star on top of the tree. You cannot tell me that this guy on one leg, I don't care he's in a protective boot. I'm not saying he went out there and, you know, went skydiving without a parachute or did anything like absolutely like insane dangerous, but he's out there on one leg pushing off professional athletes. That's what those guys are. He's out there putting himself at risk. He's in a crowd of people. Someone could step on him. Someone could get shoved and bump into him. A fan could come run. Like, the idea that that is a complete, without question, no concern, never put himself in danger is just foolish. Of course he did. Now, thankfully, nothing happened. And again, it wasn't like crazy danger. But anything could happen in that situation. Anything could happen. I'm sorry. I'm not going to kill him. It's over after this. He made it through unscathed, whatever. But it's just continuing. Like, it's just the never-ending ways to mock these teams. That's and like my comment on it, I didn't do like a separate segment on it. I incorporated it in my open yesterday, and the point of my open were these two teams have melded into one absolute New York football sucks. It used to be just the Jets. The Giants have now completely joined forces with them, and they've merged to make some conglomerate of awfulness that is now just New York football. And it's the same thing. It's leaks to the media. It's losing football. It's players defending themselves on Twitter or taking to Twitter to put out their belief or their concerns or whatever the case. Like, it's just or their funny memes or I can't believe other people are trading. I'll see you. Like, just it's the same crap. It's the same crap. Inept coaching, losing, failed draft picks, and reasons to be mocked and questioned. And yeah, like, that was most of my concern about Cam Scataboo. The other one was, you can't tell me he didn't put himself in danger at least a little bit. That is not some isolated, you know, zoned off. They were pushing each other. Someone could have bumped into him. He could have tripped over. Like, the idea that he was never, like, oh, that's a complete safe environment. No, it's not. No, it's not. That's not, he's not walking, he's not in a museum. He's not at a concert. He's not in the balcony of, you know, the Lion King on Broadway. He's shoving professional wrestlers who are going back at him along with his teammates who are all standing around him. The idea that that is a 100% safe, no doubt about it situation, and that's, you know, we're all making much to do about nothing. Okay, fine. All it was an opportunity to mock and an opportunity to possibly re-injure a devastating injury. Sorry. Sorry if I wasn't thrilled with it. As much as I love WWE, and if I were Cam, I'd probably do it too. And now that he's healthy and he made it through and it'll disappear, I get it. But it's just more nonsense that we don't need, that they don't need. And if another team did it that was losing and had two wins, we'd all mock them. Giant fans, you would mock the Jets if it were them. And I love Cam. And I know that's what makes, like, the idea. And here's the other thing, too. If I heard, this is what makes him special. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. What makes him special is his ability on the field. What? So like, if he did, if he joined Jackass and did like an episode of Jackass and put a helmet on and jumped in a shopping cart and got pushed off a cliff, we'd be like, that's what makes Cam special. That craziness. That's what they need. Like, what are we talking about? He's special because he's one hell of a running back. He's special because he brought a lot of enthusiasm to the team. He could have stayed home and watched a movie Monday night and still been special. This is what he gets it. Oh my God. He gets it. I'm not saying he doesn't get it, but like, showing up on Monday Night Raw doesn't mean you get it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This is why we love him. He could never do it. I could never see him anywhere at a game, at a wrestling event, you know, being part of anything. Does like, you know, I don't need to say, you know, the idea if he plays, you know, water polo. Oh, this is why we love him. Like I don't care about any of that. I care about when he's on the field. I care about how quickly he can get back to the field. I care about never jeopardizing anything to get him back on the field outside of it. And I care about not giving more reasons to mock this organization right now. That's it, because you knew the stories were going to come. You knew it. You knew half the people were going to go nuts about this. It was the major topic of the entire day. And, you know, it's funny, too, because the same people, like Sean Marash, I'll mention him by name because he was calling me out for this take. Sean Marash, if I remember correctly, went absolutely crazy when McKinney on vacation was riding a forerunner and hurt his hand. Is that an overly dangerous situation to ride those things? How many people do that every time they go, you know, on a destination or every time there's an excursion from a cruise ship? Like, how many people ride forerunners on the beach in some vacation spot and never get hurt? But when McKinney, Aaron Boone, thank you, yeah. Aaron Boone played pickup basketball, not a dangerous idea, right? If you saw him playing pickup basketball and someone reported it and said, oh my God, why would Aaron Boone be out there playing basketball? You'd be like, my God, can the man live? Yeah, he can. And then he was never a Yankee again. And McKinney, we killed him. Oh, and I know he was in the middle of the season. He was healthy. I get it. Cam, the season's over. This is the middle of the season. This is the middle of next season. That's what this is right now. It's the middle of next season. We want him back healthy. And he's doing things that whatever level of jeopardizing are jeopardizing his health. When McKinney goes on vacation and rides a forerunner, oh, that we have a major problem with. Because he got hurt. I don't base decisions on just the outcome necessarily. We saw it. If we saw him riding the forerunner on television, we'd be like, what are you doing? When McKinney got hurt, Giant fans were incensed. What if, like, again, there's no way he falls back. There's no way someone steps on him. There's no way, you know, like, come on. And the, oh, this is what wrestlers know how to do this. Wrestlers know how to do this. Yeah, I know they know how to do this. They also know how to go watch a documentary or talk to a professional wrestler and ask them how many surgeries and injuries they have. Like, the idea that this is just safe because they're, you know, professionals. They get hurt all the time. They get hurt all the time. Seth Rollins is currently out with a knee injury. It happens all the time. I'm sorry. I agree it's not the biggest thing in the world. I agree it wasn't some sort of really reckless, dangerous thing. But it was a little bit. It was a little bit. And it also gave everyone a reason to mock the Giants. And I appreciate him wanting to live his life. And, you know, Cam, if you hear this right now at 3 o'clock in the morning, God bless you for listening. You should be sleeping. Get your rest, brother. But if you want to, you know, no need to attack me because I get it. I do. I get it. Or I shouldn't say attack me, but tweet at me and, you know, get on me for your thought. I love you. I want to follow you. I want you to have a great Giants career, man. But right now, you got to understand that the team is an embarrassment. We're literally talking, they're talking to Andrew Thomas about having to do silent counts in their home building because the fan base isn't there. Because it's a 49er crowd. I mean, because it's a Green Bay Packer crowd. And you have to run silent counts because the crowd doesn't quiet down on your offensive possessions. They're flying planes overhead. The coach just got fired. Everybody wants the GM fired. You're there with your teammate who literally was being accused of sleeping through meetings and punished by the interim head coach. Like, there are just times to do things and times not. And I don't think it's a bad take to say that was just probably not the time. And I'm usually not this kind of guy. I defended even McKinney. I think a little bit. I was like, hey, what are you going to do? You go on vacation, you do things. It wasn't like some sort of crazy, unsafe. He was riding in a truck, you know, or whatever. It happens. But that was even on that, I recognized, yeah, you probably shouldn't be doing it. This is something like the dude's foot was turned the wrong way. His ankle was detached from his leg. He could have picked up his foot and thrown it. And a couple weeks later, you want him messing around like this? I don't. I appreciate he's trying to live his life, and God bless him. You only get this life once. Enjoy yourself. But be careful and just understand you're creating storylines that you don't need, the Giants don't need. We don't need you defending yourself on Twitter. We just don't need any of this. You don't need it. And then I just find it laughable to go, oh, come on. He was in a safe environment. It was no risk. And what are you going to do when other people do things that happen, we flip out. Again, the same one. Sean Marash flipping out when Xavier McKinney got hurt from riding a four-wheeler or whatever it was. I forget what vehicle it was. The same thing, you know, your Aunt Becky does every time she goes on vacation. And she comes out just fine from it. Like, you put yourself in those situations, things can happen. I really don't want anything to happen to Cam's Cataboo.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.